Rob Carson filling in for Big John and Ray on this Monday morning. Despite the fact that it is kind of a blow-off work day for many of us, man, it is a red-hot news day. And there's all sorts of stuff going on. We're going to get into the vote last night by the Illinois House to increase your income taxes by $5 billion. Okay, so that's the solution to the number one state in the country for exodus. It's the number one state ahead of California, ahead of New York, for people leaving the state. And a lot of it has to do with big government, big taxes, and what a financial, there's an expression, it starts with the word cluster, with regard to the state, how much the state is in debt, the unfunded liabilities with regard to the pensions for public employees. It is a freaking mess. We're going to get into that very shortly and get your thoughts on it. Does it make you want to stay here? do you really think that maybe this is the time? This is going to be the solution to balance the budget? Okay, we're going to get to that a little bit after the bottom of the hour, all right? And I mean, we have got so much stuff to get through. Local stuff, national stuff, obviously, the soundbite everybody's talking about.
Steve Austin.
What's going on over here?
Donald Trump is in a world he is not familiar with. This is not real estate. This is the WWE.
Donald Trump may have to get his hands dirty himself.
Hey, look at this! Donald Trump!
Getting a little too excited there, buddy.
The hostile takeover of Donald Trump on Vince McMahon has happened at WrestleMania 23.
I didn't think he would do it.
When Donald Trump was running for the office of the president, I said it was going to be like pro wrestling. It really has become that. Donald Trump tweeted a video where he body slammed. That was Vince McMahon he body slammed, right? But they put the CNN logo over his face. You've heard the story. If not, you're really unplugged, and that's cool too. But basically, the CNN logo was photoshopped over McMahon's head, and Donald Trump body slammed it. The left is going bananas. Hollywood is going bananas. They're saying this is unprecedented, below the office of the presidency of the United States. It's encouraging violence against reporters. I'd like to know your thoughts on it. Here's the number. 312-591-8900. 312-591-8900. To me, listen, I don't like the fact that he tweeted it. I think it's kind of childish. You know, I mean, of all the things you could be doing on a Sunday as the president of the United States of America, composing a meme and tweeting it, and it's, I don't know, it kind of bugs me. I like some of the what for that Trump is giving the news media. I do like that because he's the first Republican to ever fight back and say, you know what, if you're going to lie, if you're going to avoid, if you're going to obfuscate and do all this crap, I'm going to call you out for it. I thought the tweet yesterday, I don't know, it just unnecessary. But does it encourage violence? Have you ever heard of a metaphor? You ever heard of the thing called a metaphor? Here's Donald Trump, an existing video of him, pro wrestling. Everybody knows. Listen, I don't want to disappoint you if you're a big fan of the WWE. It's fake. Okay? So Donald Trump really didn't body slam and do anything injurious to Vince McMahon. It's all a play. And he put the CNN logo over the guy's face, which means it's Donald Trump body slamming CNN, taking down CNN. It's a metaphor, okay? It's not an individual. He didn't superimpose Mika Brzezinski's face on, you know. Then that would have been a little troublesome. But I thought it was just metaphorical. I thought it was unnecessary. But some people are just going bananas, going crazy over this. CNN actually asked Twitter if Donald Trump's WWE-themed tweet actually violated Twitter's hateful conduct policy. You know, it's just amazing. CNN, MSNBC, they can all dish it out. But when somebody fights back, They get all, you know, you've heard the expression butthurt about it. Twitter told the network that the tweet which showed Trump beating Vince McMahon did not do that. All right? Brian Stelter on CNN tried to amplify the concerns people had about whether Trump's tweet actually violated Twitter's hateful conduct policy. Some people, you know, I'd like to know your thoughts on it, guys. I've got some audio from a bunch of folks. Sally Cohn, a variety of other people. 312-591-8900. Is this encouraging violence? Is this encouraged violence against reporters? Here's Gemma Costa talking about over the weekend.
My concern is, and I know it's shared by others, is that this kind of rhetoric, this kind of behavior is going to lead to a journalist being hurt.
Meanwhile, 30 attacks on Republicans around the country in the last couple months.
And that's the thing that I worry about.
Including, I don't know if you knew this, a Bernie Sanders supporter shot up a baseball field where Republicans were practicing.
I hate that I'm worried about that on 4th of July weekend when we're all supposed to be celebrating our freedoms, including the First Amendment, the right to free speech and a free press.
Yeah, and you know what? You guys have abused it for a very long time. The press has abused it because you chose sides.
But that's what I'm concerned about. And I think where we stand right now is people have a choice on all sides of the political spectrum, on both sides of the political aisle. Where are you going to stand in all of this? Are you going to say, well, it's okay for the president to engage in this kind of behavior, to attack the news media, try to intimidate the news media? He's trying to silence us.
Okay. Again, what are your thoughts on this? 312-591-8900. I'll get into some of the audio of some CNN analysis. Also, the president delivered a speech at the Kennedy Center, I believe it was Friday night, where he went after CNN. Is this beneath the office of the presidency? Is this a deliberate threat against the news media? Is this encouraging violence? All of those questions answered by you and me coming up, 312-591-8900. It is a glorious Monday morning, and I am on the greatest radio station in the history of mankind. I'm Rob Carson on WLS AM 890.
The fake media is trying to silence us, but we will not let them, because the people know the truth. The fake media tried to stop us from going to the White House, but I'm president and they're not.
All right. It's Donald Trump speaking at the Kennedy Center on Friday, giving the media what fur, quoting Brad Pitt in Inglourious Basterds. And many conservatives waited a very long time for this. Donald Trump was able to get through slings and arrows that would have killed any other Republican campaign. I think about what he was able to cast aside while running for president. And it's maybe because people are just tired of the bull, you know, they're just tired of it. They're tired of the fact that CNN, 90%+, I heard up as much as 95% of the coverage of this presidency is negative on CNN. It is clear. It is clear that they have an agenda to take down this president. MSNBC, the same thing. Donald Trump is hitting back. He hit back against, you know, for lack of a better expression, Mika Brzezinski last week. And Mika Brzezinski can be a snarky little whatever. She can. And they sit there on MSNBC, and they debate whether Donald Trump is sane or not. And they speculate. They don't cover the news. They don't cover the positive. Not saying they have to be a mouthpiece, but, you know, there are some positive things happening, but that's not enough. Here's Mika with a snarky little comment last week.
Nothing makes a man feel better than making a fake cover of a magazine about himself, lying every day and destroying the country.
Okay.
It's a good feel.
Okay, so there you're lying every day and destroying the country. Really?
About me.
Where are your hands in that photo?
Oh, well, he's covering his hands here because they're teensy.
The other crazy thing.
Okay, so
that,
there she goes. She's, you know, when everybody says the hands are small. Obviously, it's a metaphor for your manhood. So there she is. And I didn't feel bad about that last week.
As far as the WWE SmackDown, I just thought it was a metaphor. It was a metaphor for taking down CNN. And like I said, maybe it's time they got what fur and stop being a mouthpiece for one party. Because that's an abuse of the First Amendment. The First Amendment is a glorious piece of legislation. No other country has it. Rick is on the line in Sugar Grove. Hello there, Rick, and welcome to WLS AM 890. I'm Rob Carson. Go.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, buddy.
Love your show. Listen to it every morning on the way in. I had to respond to the comment that the media was concerned that Trump was generating violence against him, or could be, when they've done the same thing for the past few years with police officers. Every time there's a there's an officer involved, questionable shooting or something, they're blaming it on race issues. They're making it sound like all police officers are that way. And now we're living in a country where police officers are actively being ambushed. I think that's kind of like having a double-edged sword for them. They can't do it to others, you know, unless they want it back at them.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, Rick, that is that's a great point. I really, really appreciate your phone call. Yeah, it's just, know, you're going to dish it out. Why can't you take it? I mean, we've got a lot of news media talking about Donald Trump as a white supremacist. If they don't say it blatantly, they talk to people who encourage that line of thinking. We've had people call Steve Bannon a Nazi. There were, you know, the party of death. The Republican Party is the party of death because we opposed Obamacare and want to repeal the thing. So, you know, as far as inflammatory rhetoric that might spur violence, and again, there have been over 30 attacks on Republicans. And by the way, also more threats to Congress than ever before. Where do you suppose those are coming from? I think it's coming from the left. Your thoughts are welcome on it, though. Yesterday on CNN, Kayleigh McEnany. She is an analyst also. I'm assuming she's a conservative, talking about the rigmarole associated with the WWE SmackDown of CNN by Trump.
Look, it wasn't advisable. I wouldn't have advised him to send that out. But what I would say is he does have a right to fight back. Bossert is absolutely right to say that. He was called on one liberal show on MSNBC, The Morning Show. He was called a thug, a goon. He was called unbalanced. He was called not well before he ever sent out anything attacking them. Likewise, he was called Hitlerian by another host on MSNBC. And yet another host called for the assassination of his son-in-law, saying that President Trump should take a playbook from Mussolini. So when you have the press out,
that was Chris Matthews, by the way,
they're saying things like this. He has a right to fight back, and nothing he has said has been anywhere as harsh as being a Hitler comparison or being called for the assassination of his son-in-law, Jared Kushner.
And that's when Sally Cohn's head nearly exploded.
Had President Obama gone to a veterans event, Kayleigh, a veterans event, and used that event to attack the media, you'd be all over with anger.
And guess
about
what?
That.
He got roaring applause.
You
for
got
that,
to talk. Now it's my turn. So I can't believe you can defend this. I mean, really, is there no? So my question is there no line? Like, if that had been a picture, not of the CNN logo, or video, not of the CNN logo, but it had been Jake Tapper's head he was punching.
But it wasn't.
Would that cross a line for you? What if it was a picture of Donald Trump holding a bloodied CNN logo up?
You mean like Donald Trump's head being held by Kathy Griffin? Is that what you're saying there, Sally? You got a problem with that now? Really? Wow. The double standards are just amazing. Your thoughts on this, 312-591-8900. Is it beneath the office of the presidency for Donald Trump to do these tweets? This weekend it was the tweet, him taking down CNN in a wrestling move. All right, is it encouraging violence as well? 312-591-8900, 312-591-8900. I'd like to know your thoughts on it. Like I said, I think it's metaphorical. I thought it was, this one was okay. I think the president could probably do some better things with his time. You know, there's a limit to it. Listen, I update Twitter because I have to. All right. I don't particularly care to, but I do. I put a lot of, I think, interesting stuff on Twitter at Rob Carson, by the way. I put news articles up there, thoughts. Sometimes funny stuff, you know, but I don't feel like I need to respond to everything on Twitter and tweet all day. this president apparently does. Your thoughts on that coming up. Also going to talk about this large, gigantic, massive, huge income tax increase voted on and passed by the Illinois House last night. Goes to the Senate, then goes to the governor, who says he's going to veto it. We'll see what happens. In the meantime, good morning, John Dempsey in the WLS AM 890 newsroom. What's going on?